every hour. Just basically track down how you're feeling at each hour, and then use that to schedule your time to be the most productive at the most important tasks at the times where your energy peaks. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Lancaster, and in this episode we are going to be talking about the best way to schedule your day as a freelancer for productivity, to get more done in less time, so you can make more money and live happier. Later in the episode, I'm going to actually tell you how I plan my day and also how I've used certain productivity hacks to get more done in less time and make so much more money as a freelancer working with high-paying clients. Now, the best thing about scheduling and being organized is you feel less anxiety, you never feel like you're out of control, and you always have things managed properly. And that takes me on to the first point, which I think that if I actually tell you how to manage your day, it's going to be absolute bullshit. And what I mean by that is you need to find out what works best for you. Now, what I can do is I can give you a framework. I can give you a way to actually learn what works best for you instead of just telling you what works best for me so that you can copy, and then it's probably not going to work because we're all very different. So the framework I'm going to give you, I like to call journaling your energy. And it's really, really simple to do. So throughout the day, every hour, just basically track down how you're feeling at each hour. So maybe get like a little, you know, piece of paper or a book and just jot down at each point of the day how you feel in regards to your energy. So do you feel tired? Do you feel energetic? Do you feel super focused? Are you getting a lot done? And then highlight after around 7 days. Do it for around 7 days, then you're going to have a really good idea of how your energies map out throughout the day on different days. And then use that to schedule your time to be the most productive at the most important tasks at the times where your energy peaks. Drive this home, I'll take you onto how I actually plan my day personally. After I did the journaling my energy method, I actually found out that in the morning, I really wanted to get a lot of great work done. I wanted to, you know, eat the frog and get the biggest thing out of the way first. But the reality is that when I woke up and I knew I had this big looming frog to eat, this big task that I needed to get out of the way, yes, it was motivating if I got it done early and I was super productive for some reason that day. But most days I didn't feel like doing that. It was very hard for me to actually motivate myself to eat the frog first and get that big task done. So what I used to do is I would just do it anyway and I would just grind through the task, and it would take up maybe, you know, 2/3 of my day, and it would take me until the afternoon to get it done. But instead, what I do now, if I don't really want to do that big task too early and I don't feel like it, I do something for me. So I do something like go to the gym or go for a walk or eat a good breakfast or have a coffee and just relax and chill out a little bit. And by doing that, it helps me to warm up to the day in a nice way without punishing myself, and then I can tackle that big task a little bit later. The big task is going to get done regardless. It's going to get done on that day. But what's the difference, unless you have a really tight deadline looming, whether it gets done first thing in the morning or late in the afternoon? It doesn't matter, because what matters is how fast you can get that task done. So if you do it in the morning and it takes me maybe 8 hours to complete the task because I'm just kind of dreading it and I just don't want to do it, but I'm forcing myself to do it, then why don't I just wait until the afternoon when my brain's warmed up, I'm firing on all cylinders, I'm sharp, and I can get it done in maybe 3 hours, you know? That's how to work smart. You need to be able to adapt. You need to be able to read yourself and be super self-aware in regards to how you plan your day and be able to adapt so that you can work around when things don't go as planned. Which takes me on to the last part of this episode, which are productivity hacks that I've used to get more done in less time. Now, the first one is super, super simple. And it's one of those things that if you have never done it, you will never know how good it actually is. Now, it seems a little bit silly, but try to adjust your settings so that the mouse on your computer is as fast as possible. So basically adjust the speed of your mouse so that when you move your mouse or you move your touchpad, the cursor moves super fast, the fastest speed possible. What that's going to do is it's going to allow you to save milliseconds every single time you move your mouse from one place to another, which saves you tons of time and even hours over the year. This is a really small little detailed thing, but I swear to God, after around a couple of days of actually using it at the top speed, it literally feels normal. And if you go back to using it at the normal speed, it will literally feel so, so slow. This exact same technique can be used for audiobooks and also watching things on Netflix. So if you can listen to things at twice the speed, I usually listen to things around 2.2 times the speed on Audible, or watch things at 1.25 the speed or 1.5 the speed on Netflix, you can listen to more content, you can consume more content, and you can actually enjoy more shows at a far faster pace, and you can still keep up with what's going on. Another productivity hack, which I found super effective, is to reward yourself. Now, there's a way to reward yourself in the right way. Now, there's a correct and a wrong way to reward yourself, and it needs to be managed properly. So for example, Jordan Peterson says that you need to treat yourself like an employee. And what I mean by that is if you just punish yourself all the time, then you're not really gonna like your boss, which in this case is actually yourself. So the best thing to do is set yourself realistic objectives and goals, and then go after those goals, and if you meet those goals on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, and on a monthly basis, then you can actually reward yourself with a little treat for a daily task, maybe something a little bit bigger for a weekly task, and then if you achieve your objectives over the full month, then you can maybe treat yourself to maybe going out for a nice meal, or you know, going on a little trip somewhere, or something else that is a little bit more expensive. Jordan Peterson also says that we need something to run to, but we also need something to run away from. So another productivity hack, which I really hate doing, but it really is effective, is to ultimately make myself a little bit anxious. And I do this by literally holding pretty much no money in my account. So pretty much all the money I make basically goes into either investments, new projects and businesses, or it gets reinvested back into me to learn new skills and my education. And from a productivity standpoint, if you're learning new skills and learning how to do things faster, learning how to essentially, you know, become more valuable, then that's not a productivity hack to save time, but it is going to be a productivity hack to allow you to make more money in less time, because you can add more value, therefore your expertise is worth more. One last productivity hack, which I find really helps to steady the ship and keep me super, super balanced throughout the entire month, is to set monthly goals. So for example, I do two things at the start of every single month. On the first of the month, I do not give a shit what is going on in the world. I am doing two things every single first day of the month. Number one, I do my finances. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. And the second thing I do on the first day of every single month is to set my monthly tasks. And this is usually around 8 to 9 things, maybe even 10 sometimes, depending on the size of the tasks themselves. But those are 10 things, 8 to 10 things, which I need to get done. These are bigger tasks, like such as setting up a podcast or getting 4 portfolio pieces done for the Clementine House website, or rewriting all the copy on my advertisements, for example. Those are the things which needing to be done from a business development standpoint. So for you, for example, it could be something like, I need to refresh my portfolio, or maybe I need to start a podcast, or maybe I need to record videos to actually sell my services. Or maybe it could be something along the lines of, I need to learn how to write copy so I can sell my services better. By doing this, you hold yourself accountable and you actually track what you're doing. If you don't succeed in hitting those 10 things at the end of the month, that's fine. But you're still far further ahead than you would have been if you didn't write it down and you didn't hold yourself accountable to that specific list. Anyway, guys, I hope this episode was valuable. I hope you've learned something. I hope you can take something away which you can implement into your own business and your own freelance journey. If you did find anything valuable, I would really appreciate it if you could just leave a 5-star review on this podcast, just to let people know that there is value in these episodes. It's going to let us know that you value what we're doing, and it's also going to ultimately allow me to, you know, understand what you're actually finding valuable, so we can make more content like that to help you on your freelance journey. But anyway, it's been amazing spending a little bit of time with you. I hope you have an amazing day, and I will look forward to seeing you again.